This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. A Liberal Party candidate in the upcoming Victorian state election has resigned in disgrace over tweets arguing that too many homos define themselves by their sexuality and that shirts are for faggots. Premier Dennis Napthine was quick to call for the resignation of Upper House candidate Aaron Lane, a former president of the Young Liberals. The incident has highlighted homophobia concerns with the Victorian Liberals, and Labor's Martin Foley has urged the Premier to stand up to what he calls the party's hate faction.
At least 25 delegates who attended the AIDS 2014 conference in Melbourne intend to seek asylum, with several reportedly saying they fear for their safety if they return home. With all the details, here's Alastair Kingston.
It's believed 25 delegates have remained in Melbourne following AIDS 2014 after failing to board their flights home. Fairfax reports the men and women, mostly from African countries, are seeking asylum for a range of reasons, with one saying he'd been imprisoned multiple times, another saying he'd faced violent persecution because of his ethnicity. It's feared many of the group are now homeless and are being put into accommodation across the city. The Immigration Minister has declined to comment. For QNN, this is Alastair Kingston.
Gay rights groups in Uganda and around the world saw a glimmer of hope this week after the country's constitutional court struck down the draconian anti-homosexuality law passed earlier this year. A five-judge panel ruled the Parliament Speaker failed to ensure there were enough MPs present for the law to pass. In the face of massive international condemnation, Uganda's President Museveni signed the law imposing life sentences for gay sex and banning all pro-gay speech in the country. Activists are fearful of a fresh effort to force the law through Parliament once again. Frank Mugisha from the Sexual Minorities Uganda says the LGBT community cannot rest easy until the act is dismissed on its substance rather than a technicality.
Briefly now, the pioneering Safe Schools Anti-Homophobia Initiative was officially launched in New South Wales Parliament this week. The program's been successfully rolled out in a number of schools across Victoria, and Sydney MP Alex Greenwich said it will help make schools a safer environment for all students.
The Yarra Council in Melbourne has voted to keep a rainbow crossing in Fitzroy in a sign of solidarity with the local gay community.
And True Blood star Anna Paquin struck a blow for bisexual visibility this week after being asked about her sexuality on Larry King Now.
Are you a non-practicing bisexual?
I am married to my husband and we are happily monogamously married.
But
so.
You were bisexual.
Well, I don't think it's a past tense thing.
What?
Are you still straight if you're with somebody? I mean, it doesn't mean you're not, you know, if you were to break up with them or they were to die, you know, it doesn't prevent your sexuality from existing.
Stop wishful thinking, okay?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it doesn't, but really work like that.
Fans of Ultimate Fighting Championship got an eyeful this week after Kyle Kingsbury showed his support for gay rights during a weigh-in for an upcoming fight. With more on that and the rest of QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The straight wrestler wore a pair of pink underwear with the words "legalise gay" printed on his backside in California last week. In the AFL, the Essendon Football Club have created a new membership for its LGBTI fans. Club fan Jason Tarzan McChain introduced the Purple Bombers membership to help the AFL and Essendon take a stand against homophobia in 2015. And Aussie diver Matthew Mitchum has finally won a Commonwealth Games gold medal after a string of six career silvers. Mitchum claimed gold in the synchronised 10-metre platform ahead of Tom Daly after winning silver in the 1-metre springboard and 3-metre synchronised springboard.
Thanks, Tanya. And a Utah language school has fired one of its employees for promoting the homosexual agenda after he blogged about, wait for it, homophones. Homophones, of course, are two words that are spelt differently but pronounced the same, but the school was of the belief that that word was much too similar to the word homosexual and feared they would be associated with same-sex attraction.
And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, @QNN Australia. @QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.